Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. God bless you on today. We have a couple more days before we have Resurrection Day coming up on this Sunday. I encourage everyone to go to church. I know this is typically the time that a lot of people do go to church, this time and during Christmas, but that ought not to be so. We ought to be at church every Sunday, granted, unless we're sick or something like that, but we really should be at church every Sunday because we need it. We need to eat of the Word of God that we may live. Amen? That we may live. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Bless your Word. Teach us through your Word. Edify us through your Word. Encourage us through your Word. Build us up, O Lord. Build us up in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to the book of John. We're just going to read one scripture from John, and we're going to touch on a couple of other places in the Bible pertaining to it. This is John 15, 22. It says, "If I had not come and spoken unto them," the world, and this is Jesus talking, "if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak or cover or excuse for their sin." I want to talk a little bit about knowledge and awareness. The more we know, the more we are responsible for. And so Jesus is saying here, "I have spoken to the world." He is about 3 years in his ministry because he's almost at the point of the crucifixion. "I have spoken, and because I have spoken all of these words of truth and people still don't obey and believe, they have no cover for them." Let's go over to James. Love the book of James. James chapter 4, and we're going to start reading at verse 13. It says, "Go to now, ye that say," or better yet, it says, "Come now." "Come now" is a better translation. "Come now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that." Really what it's talking about right there is arrogance. It's arrogance of, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that," not really giving reverence and the understanding and acknowledgement to God that "I'm only alive because you say that I'm going to live." That's it. It's, we're only alive by the grace of God, and it's not our own doing that we are here and we're saying, "Hey, you know, my will, I'm going to do whatever I want." God is saying, acknowledge the fact that you are just but a vapor. I was talking to my class on Sunday about having ourselves in a proper perspective. Proper perspective means that we realize that we are mere mortals and that we need to give reverence where reverence is due, and that is to God, and that is the reason why we are alive, and that those that believe in God that are saved. It's only by His grace and through our faith in the finished work of the cross, but it's nothing that we're doing or have done. So let me continue. Verse 16 of James chapter 4. "But now ye rejoice in your boasting," which is meaning your arrogance, "all such rejoicing is evil," saying that type of rejoicing, like saying what you're going to do and how great you are and how you're going to make this happen and it's all you, it's arrogant. But this is the scripture I wanted to get to, verse 17. It says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin." Brings us back over to the book of John, John 15, 22. So, "To him that knoweth to do and doeth not, to him is sin." Because the word of God is here, and all of us, particularly in the United States, have access to the word, we are without excuse. We are without excuse. So Jesus is saying, "I'm speaking here. I have given my word. And because I've given my word and you still don't believe, you now have no excuse." So when you know to do and you don't do right, it's sin. Somebody told you, to stay away. It's just like, you know, a child going against their parents. You know what I told you, Johnny, to do, clean up your room, or you weren't going to be able to go to the game, correct? Yes. Then therefore, don't tell me anything about you're upset and why you can't go, because you already knew the stipulations. That's what Jesus is saying here. You know the stipulations. I've given you my word. I've given you the word of truth. I'm telling you that this is true. There's evidence in the word of God through prophecy, things that have come to pass. There are places and people that that historically we can identify that they lived and walked the earth, the places in the Bible. We are able to talk about those places today and go to those places. So this is not some fictitious, nice little story. It has archaeological backing. And if you still don't want to believe, to you a sin. So that's what Jesus said. Let's go over to Luke. We're going to look at Luke. I believe it was 12. Where did we want to go for Luke? Oh, talking about the servants. Luke 12:47. It says, "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will," God's will, "shall be beaten with many stripes." So you know to do it, you doeth not, shall be beaten with many stripes. Means the greater responsibility is on the one that know. So the accumulation of knowledge and wisdom, actually, if you don't use it and you still go against it, the greater punishment is upon us, because we are aware of it. Let me go to verse 48. But in Luke 12, "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." So there's several things here. To whom much is given, much is required. You have a lot of knowledge, a lot is going to be required of you. You have a lot of gifts, a lot is going to be required of you. You have a lot of capability, a lot is going to be required to you. And if you are placed in a position of authority, management, or leadership, it says right here, "And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." They will ask more, because they know you are capable. If somebody has entrusted in you the responsibility to carry out a task, and you do that and do it successfully, you get more. People say all the time, I remember at, you know, my corporate jobs, they would say, "You know what? Seems like the more we do, the more we have to do." Well, you know what? That's because you've shown you're capable of doing more, because when you are capable of doing more, more is required. It's natural. And we see here in scripture that it is spiritual. So to whom much is given, much is required. So Jesus is saying in John 15:22, he's saying, "Because I have spoken my word of truth, there's no cover. There's no cloak. There's nothing that people can hide from." And people will say that did not listen to the Lord and did not take in his teachings, didn't want to listen to the church. They had all these excuses about why they wouldn't do. And they'll say, "Lord, I didn't know." Well, it's going to be no excuse, especially here in the United States. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful, fabulous day.